Since the media advisory yesterday, we have 10 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in our province. 4 cases are in Eastern Health, and all are travel related. 3 are between the ages of 40 and 49 years, and the third is between 20 and 39 years. 3 cases are in Central Health. 2 individuals are between the ages of 20 and 39. One of these is travel related, and one is a contact of a previous case. The third case is between the age of 60 and 69 and related to travel. 2 cases are in Western Health. Both are under the age of 20, and both are contacts of a previous case. And 1 case is in Labrador-Grenville Health. The individual is between 50 and 59 years of age, and the case is travel related. The total number of cases in our province is now 1,166. There have been 6 new recoveries, and we have 81 active cases in the province. 1 person is in hospital due to COVID-19, and a total of 137,037 people have been tested to date. Importation of the virus due to travel continues to drive our provincial case count higher, and there have been instances where COVID has spread to contacts outside of the household of travelers. We now have 3 confirmed cases associated with a school in the Cadre Valley area, and Western Health is encouraging anyone in the area to get tested for COVID-19, regardless if they have symptoms or not. While we do not have any evidence that there is widespread community transmission in the region, there has been clearly spread among contacts. And given this, and the fact that these are variant strains which spread quickly and easily, I'm introducing a special measures order today to move communities from South Branch down to Port-au-Basque, including Codroy Valley, and across to Rose Blanche, Harbor Le Coeur, to level 4, effective tonight at midnight. Please refer to the provincial government website, gov.nl.ca/COVID-19, to remind yourself of the restrictions associated with level 4. This will give public health the ability to carry out their investigation and conduct community-wide testing in the area while reducing the risk of onward transmission and spread. We will reevaluate this SMO in 1 week. Today, we are announcing new testing requirements for travelers to improve surveillance and further reduce the risk of COVID-19 spread. Effective 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning, a special measures order will be in effect, requiring all travelers age 5 and older to be tested according to their self-isolation arrangements. Asymptomatic travelers who can self-isolate fully away from others are required to be tested once near the end of the 14-day self-isolation period on days 11, 12, or 13. Fully self-isolating away from others means staying in a separate dwelling or a completely separate area of the home with a separate bedroom and bathroom and no contact with anyone else in the dwelling. Asymptomatic travelers who cannot self-isolate away from others are required to be tested twice during the 14-day self-isolation period, upon arrival on days 0, 1, or 2, and again near the end of the self-isolation period on days 11, 12, or 13. This applies to travelers isolating in a home where others are living, where there is no separate bedroom and or bathroom. In this case, the whole household must self-isolate. There will also be an option for travelers to avail of a test at days 7, 8, or 9, and at day 7 or later, household members of the traveler may also avail of testing. Travelers can arrange for testing by completing the online self-assessment and referral form anytime up to 7 days before their arrival in the province. This new testing protocol does not apply to essential workers and rotational workers coming from non-outbreak sites in Canada, as they would be subject to their own existing protocols. It will also not apply to any traveler in the province for 2 days or less.